Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated on 97.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have Tegan Skunberg, a University of Jamestown junior. And Tegan, welcome to our show.
Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Of course. Thank you for taking time and joining us here on Let's Talk About It. Very, very busy at the university, I'm sure. But we have spring break coming up very soon. But you're not going to be having spring break like a lot of other college students do, going home, maybe, going on trips. You are going on a trip, but this is the Habitat for Humanity trip coming up again. And this will be your third year doing that, right?
Correct. Yes, it'll be my third year going down to Sebring, Florida, and getting to work on a home for a very deserving family.
Awesome. So we're going to talk to you about Habitat for Humanity and how your involvement is with it and everything you guys plan to do. So for our listeners, maybe who don't know what Habitat for Humanity is, will you explain what that is?
Yeah, Habitat for Humanity is a global organization, and their motto is that Habitat isn't a handout, it's a hand up. And every family that gets a home, they have to put in 100 service hours before they're even considered for a Habitat home. And then they have to put in 300 hours on their own home. And they give them financial planning classes. That way, when they get their home, they are equipped to be homeowners. So they are supplying a service that's even more than a home. It's like lifetime skills that they have.
For sure. So you're not just going down building a home for just anybody to live in. They actually have to follow some guidelines and rules for that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And the last home that we worked on, my first home that we worked on, the family waited 8 years.
Oh my gosh.
To get a Habitat house. Just they were waiting to find the right lot and the place that they wanted. And finally, the Lord provided the spot they wanted to stay in Lake Placid. And they were honestly about to give up and move to Georgia.
Oh my gosh.
But the Lord supplied them with a lot, and Habitat for Humanity bought it. We were able to work on their house. And last year, when I was on my second trip, that family actually invited us into their home.
Whoa.
And we had a meal together. And it was cool to see the completed part of the home, because when we left, we had just put the interior walls up. So
wow.
It was very cool to see it complete. And last year, the family, it was a woman and her 5 children living in a 2-bedroom apartment with her sister and her sister's 4 children.
Okay.
And we bought ice cream for them. And
oh,
so
that's awesome.
It was very fun, because you get to meet the family, and that just makes it even more special, because you get to see the face of the family that's getting the home, and it just adds another level of meaning to the experience.
For sure. Yeah. And having done it for 2 years, going on your third year, mm-hmm. obviously it's something you very much enjoy. Is Sebring, Florida kind of like because this will be the 5th year you guys are going, or 6th year you're going?
Yeah, it'll be the fifth year that we've gone to Sebring, and it's about an hour and a half south of Orlando.
Okay.
And it's a lot smaller than Orlando. It's probably about Jamestown size. And the staff there is amazing, and they have trained contractors that are there helping
awesome.
You every step of the way. Like, I went in with zero construction experience, and I ended up being in a harness on the roof.
So now you can, like, build a house if anybody needs you to?
Not quite.
Okay.
But, yeah, we were putting stuff like soffit up.
For
and
sure.
they let you do what you're comfortable doing. So if you're comfortable on the roof, you get to go on the roof. But
awesome.
There's plenty of different kinds of jobs that they can have you do.
Awesome. What I was going to ask about Sebring too, Tegan, is that kind of like an area where there's a lot of need for houses to be built?
Yeah, definitely is a lower income area. And it was hit really hard by the hurricanes that we had this year. So they are especially in need this year.
Okay. So again, we have Tegan Skunberg joining us here on Let's Talk About It, talking about Habitat for Humanity. Tegan going on her third trip this March for spring break. How many students from the university are going to be heading down there?
We have 5 students going this year.
Okay.
And our advisor is our amazing new chaplain, Candace Adams. So
awesome.
We're excited for this year's trip.
Perfect. And you guys join other universities or other individuals down there in Florida to do this?
We have in the past. It kind of depends on where, like how many students each school has going and when spring breaks fall. But this will be the only university there this week. But there's a university going before and after us. So.
Okay, excellent. And you guys are kind of all working on the same project or different projects?
They have 2 projects going
two
on right now. So
okay.
We'll probably be doing a little bit of stuff at both of them. I actually, when I talked to the staff there today, they said, we'll be painting at one house and we'll be putting walls up at another house. So,
awesome. So you guys already kind of know what you have to do when you get down there. That sounds like a lot of fun. And Habitat for Humanity, you hear a lot of great stories about it, a lot of great experiences. What kind of drew you to Habitat for Humanity?
I think it's just something that I've always wanted to get involved in. In my freshman year, they had the organization fair, and Habitat was one of the booths there, and I immediately signed up. So I'm like, this is something I really, really wanted to do, because I've always wanted to do mission trips.
Totally. Yeah.
And after I went, I'm like, I couldn't imagine spending my spring break any other way.
That's awesome. That's amazing. Always great to help out. Habitat for Humanity does great work. You hear about their organization all the time. Tegan, what would you say to any of our listeners maybe who are interested in learning more about Habitat for Humanity? Can they join Habitat for Humanity, or is there a lot of different organizations for that?
Yeah, there is actually a North Dakota branch based of Fargo.
Okay.
And they have a website. You can Google it. I think it's just habitatforhumanity.com. And okay. We have a University of Jamestown Habitat for Humanity Facebook page.
Oh, you do. Excellent.
So if you would like to follow our trip, we'll be posting some pictures of the house when we first get there and the house when we leave, and just kind of the stuff that we're doing along the way.
Okay, so people can follow along with the university when you guys are there.
Yeah, it's just UJ Habitat for Humanity on Facebook.
Okay, excellent. So give that a search if you want to follow along while they're down there for spring break. Tegan, anything else you wanted to say about Habitat or the university or your guys' mission coming up?
It's an amazing organization. If you've been thinking about doing a mission trip, I would definitely look into it, because there are Habitat for Humanities all over the world, and they're actually volunteers called caravanners, and they are volunteers and they're retired people, and they go from habitat site to habitat site throughout the summer. So if that's something that you're interested in, you could start doing that, and it is amazing. And like I said, I didn't have any construction experience, and they meet you where you're at, and you work with trained professionals, and they only let you do what you're comfortable with. So that's awesome. Very safe environment.
That's awesome. Great way to help out. Good luck on your guys' mission trip, and I know I'll be following the Facebook page and watching your guys' progress and everything. Tegan, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.